You are Locked On Rangers, your daily Texas Rangers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm Bryce Paddock with the Dallas Morning News, and today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com, use the promo code Locked On, all one word, and you'll get 20% off your next order. So let's get into this. We've got our weekly prospect rankings episode. There's been a lot of fuss going on around the league. Francisco Lindor was traded along with Carlos Carrasco to the Mets. Looks like the Mets are actually trying to do things, which is very exciting. Now, MLB is not nearly as exciting and going as crazy as the NBA right now, which James Harden was just traded to the Nets. Going to have all kinds of great stuff on that. If you look at Locked On Today, it's our weekly or our daily show, just going over everything that happens in sports, which it will be absolutely fantastic, I'm sure, tomorrow's episode with all the nonsense that's going on. You'll be able to sort out of one place where everything's happening, be it baseball, football, whatever you want. Locked On Today has you got you covered. But today we are getting into the Texas Rangers and their prospects. So we left off the last episode. The last prospect that we ranked was Bubba Thompson, the 22-year-old outfielder, former first-round pick, was ranked 16. So let's just pick off there. We will go to number 15, one of my personal favorites, Luis Angel Acuña. He is an 18-year-old shortstop slash second baseman. He throws right-handed. He hits right-handed. He's listed at 5'10", 155. I think he might be a little bit more than that now. But the Rangers acquired him as a July 2 signing in 2018. The other places have him ranked like this. MLB has him 18. The Dallas Morning News has him 17. The Athletic has him under others of note. They say this about Acuña. He is Ronald's younger brother, a 5'8 shortstop with a good zone control and very strong hands at the plate. Shortstop might be a reach, but he could definitely handle second base with above average speed for center field. So there's not a lot to be known about this guy because, you know, he is, you know, just a teenager. So there's just not a whole lot on these guys. But what we have seen out of him has been very impressive. He was signed out of Venezuela for just $425,000, more than four times the $100,000 bonus his older brother Ronald received from the Braves 5 years earlier. But he doesn't have the same, quite the same ceiling as his older brother. But what we've seen so far has been very, very impressive from him. He played in just 51 games in 2019. He had 202 at-bats. He hit .342. He had an on-base of .438. He slugged .455, which is really solid for a guy as young as he was back then. He had two home runs, three triples, 11 doubles. He had 69 hits in that time, which I think is pretty nice. He walked 38 times to 26 strikeouts. I'd say that again, 34 times he walked, only struck out 26 times. He also stole 17 bases. Now, that kind of zone control, that kind of plate discipline, and just overall solid at-bats is not something you usually see from a teenager in their first professional baseball league. That's not something you see very much at all. He's going to be probably in the Rangers Arizona Rookie League this year. But those numbers alone, I mean, it's a small sample size. It's only 51 games. But, you know, that's just about what the Major League regular season was this year. He's a guy who can play both of those. He doesn't have a whole lot of power. He's got a pretty strong arm that might be able to get him to stick at shortstop. He's not necessarily quite as quick as you would like a shortstop, but you know, he might be able to get there. He's made pretty solid defense. There's not as much you can hear about him defensively, not much you can glean just from a few scouting reports from back several years ago. Now he's 18. He will be stateside. We'll get to see a little bit more about him. Scouts will know a little bit more about him as well. I think center field might end up being where he ends up. I like his above average hit tool. I like that he's fast. I think that'll play well in center field. I'm sure he can learn how to read the outfield, and he's got a strong arm in center field. That is always a bonus for me. I love center fielders with strong arms, especially when they can hit the crap out of the baseball. They have really, really good on-base skills. That is something that is a huge plus when you have good speed and are good on the base pass like it seems like he is. He's got a pretty quick right-handed swing and an aggressive approach, according to MLB.com. They say he's very, very good at taking the ball to all fields, which is another thing you really, really like to see. And that he's deceptively explosive for a guy his size, that he's listed at 5'10 and around 150 pounds. So definitely a guy to keep an eye out for. I have him ranked a little bit higher than most of the other places because I really, really believe in him and his ability. Evan Grant of the Dallas Morning News also ranked him right about where I have him. Actually, he rated him a little bit lower. He had him at 17, but I have him at 15. But he's just a guy who scouts really, really like, and a guy who I really enjoy as well, especially guys who overperform their signing bonus. I really, really like those kind of guys as well. And so he is someone who implements all three of those things. But yeah, I really think he's a guy to keep an eye on. I think he's a guy who deserves to be this high and will be even higher in the rankings next year, hopefully. Now, let's go on to number 14, a guy who most people don't know a whole bunch about, a guy named Ronnie Enriquez. He is another smaller guy. He is 20 years old. He's a right-handed pitcher listed at 5'10", 155. So basically the exact same dimensions as Luis Angel Acuña, which maybe Ronnie's put on a little bit of weight since this, but he was a 2017 July 2nd signing. He's a guy who throws very, very hard, has been pretty inconsistent, and is probably going to start the season at full A this year. But his lack of size hurt his cause as an amateur in the DR. He has only signed for $10,000, a $10,000 signing bonus for a guy who is now in quite a few top 20 rankings list for the Rangers. In his 2018 pro debut, he topped out at a rookie level Dominican Summer League. He had a crazy strikeouts per nine of 12.3 per nine innings, and was second in strikeouts to walk ratio at 9.9 strikeouts to walk. So he ended up going to Class A last year before he turned 19. He did fairly, very well in that assignment in Hickory. Yeah, like I said, he was a 19-year-old in Hickory, or I believe he was 18 at that time. But he had only 19 starts, 21 games total, pitched in 82 innings in that time. Had a 4.50 ERA, which isn't great, not quite as great as his 1.55 ERA in his 2018 pro debut. But did do very well with the strikeouts. They continued. 99 strikeouts in 82 innings is nothing to sneeze at. 27 walks in that time is also pretty solid. Six home runs is all right. Batting average against him was not super great. Hitters hit .284 against him in 2019 in Hickory. But still pretty solid numbers, especially considering how young he was. I'm not sure where he'll start the season this year. Maybe it'll be in now high A Hickory. Maybe he'll be starting the season in Double A Frisco. I don't think that they'll do that to him because, you know, that year off. I mean, I don't really know what anybody's going to do with anybody this year because the time off has just absolutely put everything into whack. And I don't really know where to guess where these guys are going to go because they've changed up all of everything. And I don't know what everybody did last year. And nobody really knows what everybody did last year, except for the Rangers internal scouts in front office and the other people who had scouts in front office people at these games. But not many people were there. He's got pretty quality stuff without too much effort. He's able to throw. He sits in the mid-90s. He's also touched 97. He's got a lot of life up and sink down, which is something you really, really want for your fastball. But he's been pretty inconsistent, which, you know, happens for kids his age. But he should fly under the radar and be a guy just to keep an eye on. He's got a splitter and a slider that both have some upside but are inconsistent, but could be MLB average pitches. And if he's got three MLB average pitches, two average ones, and the fastball is definitely going to be a pretty solid one for him in the big leagues if it stays like this. But he's definitely got to keep an eye on a 20-year-old who's got some real fiery stuff. I love small guys who throw really hard, and those guys are always fun to watch. And Ryan Enriquez is absolutely that. So that is the number 14 prospect. We're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to look at numbers 13 through 11. Some really interesting guys there, including a former first-round pick from not too long ago and a very, very huge international signing right after this. Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. football season is almost done. We've still got all kinds of fun postseason stuff. The Alabama Crimson Tide won the national championship. Roll Tide, just had to get that in there somewhere. There's only one place that has you covered and one place that we trust if you want to get on the action and bet some money on some sports games. That is betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code Locked On to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. Today's episode is also brought to you by Locked On by Built Bar. Built Bar is the best protein bar ever. Locked On and Built Bar go together so well. I almost combine them into two into one thing. They are both great. They're both, only one of them is a protein bar. So let's just stick to talking about the protein bar. Built Bar, absolutely new and improved, even more delicious. Delicious-er. They got all kinds of new flavors, all kinds of original flavors that are amazing. The raspberry, you know, it's just something, if you want something in the middle of your day, you're kind of hungry, you don't want to go and make yourself a whole mini meal. You don't want to snack too much on something that's bad for you. Built Bar is exactly what you should go and get. It is great for the health conscious guy or gal. You could lose or maintain weight while indulging in something that's absolutely delicious, and it's good for you. You know how they're good for you? They're low calorie, they're low sugar. They're also high in protein and high in fiber, which means they are great for the keto diet. So our listeners can go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Now, you're listening to this podcast, which means you like podcasts. Also, maybe you like betting. 2020, it's mercifully over. It's time for a fresh start and a few more wins. That's betting wins. If you like betting this year and you want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They are picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get your podcasts. All right, now we're moving on to number 13. The number 13 prospect in the Rangers system, according to me, which is the only rating that you should care about because you're listening to this podcast, and none of these other podcasts have rankings, or rankings have podcasts. So basically the number one ranking of podcast or prospects by Rangers podcast is this one. So here we are, number 13, Justin Foscue. He is a 21-year-old second baseman. He throws right. He hits right. He is listed at 6 foot even and 203 pounds. The Rangers got him in 2020 as a first-round pick. The other places have him ranked like this. MLB Pipeline has him at number 9, and nowhere else has him ranked. It's kind of interesting because most of the other rankings that I'm looking at, besides Pipeline is the one that is updated the most regularly. So that's usually why I list it first. They're able to react like basically the same day when trades and stuff happen. And so these other ones, most of them that I'm looking at are from the beginning of 2020. So they might be a little bit outdated. They haven't quite been updated yet. But that explains why a lot of them didn't have him as highly ranked. I just wasn't that sold on him. I have him lower than I think a lot of places will have him this year. He was a very safe pick. The Rangers definitely reached when they went to go get him. But he should be a big leaguer by 2023. And that is something that is very valuable, just having a guy that's consistent, that you know what you're going to get. He's listed on MLB Pipeline as starting season in Advanced A. 2023 is when they have him projected to make the big leagues. He's kind of a consistent All-American second baseman in 2019, which is when he was a first-round pick. He signed for an underslot, $3.25 million, as the 14th overall pick by the Rangers. He was the third highest position player ever drafted out of Mississippi State, trailing only Will Clark, who went number 2 overall in 1985, and Hunter Renfrow, who went number 13 in 2013. So he went to a College World Series in each of his two full seasons in Starkville. He was the U.S. Collegiate National Team starter in 2019. His game is kind of reminiscent of Jeff Kent's. He's kind of offensive-minded player who's got really good bat speed and pull side approach. Uses plenty of power from the right side. He's aggressive mentality. He should be a 20-homer threat and without piling up too many strikeouts. His run times are below average. He's not super fast. He's more like average speed once he gets going, but still kind of slow out of the box. He's got pretty solid hands, which means he fields his position well. He can also turn double plays very well. His arm and range are basically ordinary for second base. He might be able to handle third base or shortstop, but it would definitely be a stretch, and I don't think that his value would play nearly as well there. Aaron Layton of Locked On Prospects, also Locked On Miami Marlins. We talked about him a little bit and why the Rangers would go for somebody like him after kind of overcorrecting on so many first-round picks that were guys that were toolsy and, you know, didn't have as much baseball skills. This is kind of the opposite direction. He has a lot of baseball skills, not super toolsy. Pretty polished, and you kind of know what you're getting. But he should be fine, should be a fine baseball player. He's not going to blow your socks off. And you know what? Sometimes that's fine. Sometimes that's all you need. You need some guys that are just okay, pretty good baseball players if you're going to build a good baseball team. Not everybody can be Joey Gallo, but you need some guys in your system that will just be pretty good baseball players, and that's what Justin Foscue seems to be. He should be up in a couple of years. So I'm excited to see what his first actual professional games will look like, what kind of scouting reports and stuff we'll get from him there, because he hasn't really done much at all. I don't know what any of the minor league stuff looked like last season. So it's just all college scouting that we're relying on for Justin Foscue's scouting report. Now, let's go on to what might be my favorite prospect in this group, besides maybe Luis Angel Acuña. Both these guys are real fun, but it's Byron Lara, who is an 18-year-old outfielder. He is the number 12 prospect on my list. He throws right. He hits right. He is listed at 6'3", 190. The Rangers acquired him in 2019. He was in the kind of J2 signing bonus, but it took so long for him to get signed. He didn't actually sign until August. The Rangers actually traded a couple of players to the White Sox to open up more international cap space just so that they could get this guy because they were very, very high on Lara. They signed him for $3.9 million, which a few years ago before there was a cap on international spending, that wouldn't be nearly as big a deal. But with the international cap money, the Rangers actually trading for international cap space so they could get this guy is definitely something to keep your eyes on. It shows how much the Rangers like this guy and how much they believe in him. Now, here's what other places have him ranked. MLB Pipeline has him 14th. The Athletic has him 16th. Granted, the other places probably didn't have him as highly ranked because he was so young, he hadn't really done much. But this is what The Athletic had to say about Lara. They say he has 40 home run potential if he gets to it, posting huge exit velocities as an amateur, but his size and conditioning were concerns even before he signed. He has the arm and right now the athleticism to handle right field. He's a guy who projects for a lot of power, a guy who is 6'3 at just 18. There are really no stats to look at him for because he hasn't had much time. Here's what the scouting rankings are for him on MLB Pipeline. They have his power as a 55, arm as a 50, hit 45, run 45, field 50. But he had the best raw power in the 2019 international class. The trade that the Rangers made to get him, they shipped off a pair of depth right-handers to the White Sox for injured Nate Jones last July, assuming $2.5 million in salary obligations while obtaining a $1 million bonus in pool cash. That's what they needed to get the $3.9 million finalized in September. So he's built kind of like Joey Gallo, has the power to do some similar damage. He has uncanny bat speed and strength for a 17-year-old back when they signed him. He's got elite exit velocities and huge right-handed power to all fields, which is something that you really, really like. He's got a very, very aggressive approach at the plate. Does have a few swing and miss concerns. Though he's huge for his age, he moves surprisingly well for his size. He's been clocked at 6.7 seconds in the 60-yard dash, and he could have some fringy average speed once he's physically mature, which is something you absolutely love to see. Because the Rangers have enough guys that are basically just DH only. So having a guy who's big and powerful and also hits right-handed because they have a whole lot of lefties on the payroll for the foreseeable future. So having a right-handed power bat who can play the corners is something that you really, really look forward to. Now, there isn't a whole lot on him, but just that potential is something that gets me excited. I think definitely got the Rangers excited. And, you know, that bonus really is something to look out for. Them spending that much money, making a trade to increase their bonus pool to go get this guy is definitely something to keep an eye on. Now, the last one on this list today, a guy named Steele Walker. He is number 11 on this list. He is 24 years old. He is an outfielder. He played at Oklahoma collegiately. He was drafted by the White Sox. He hits left-handed. He throws left-handed as well. Listed at 5'11", 190. He was acquired by the Rangers in the trade for Nomar Mazara. Other places have him ranked like this. MLB has him 13th. The Athletic has him 15th. This is what the Athletic had to say about him. Not super flattering. They say he's a contact hitter with fringe average power who projects to move to a corner. And the projections and rankings don't really like him nearly as much as I do. And I didn't like him that much. I didn't like him in the trade initially. But then I talked to Aram Layton, and I started to value him more. Aram really believes in the power and the approach as well. They believe he's a better fielder than he gets credit for. So the move to the corner isn't necessarily an assured thing. If what Aram is saying is to be believed, which I absolutely believe because he is a very, very smart guy. And knows a lot more about prospects than a lot of people. So Steele Walker, guy who also played collegiately with Kyler Murray out at Oklahoma. He was one of the best hitters in college baseball back then. He projects as a 55 hit tool, a 45 power, 45 arm, 50 overall. But he's a guy who's got really good hand-eye coordination. His stats have been pretty solid in 2019. He played 120 games. That is 457, I should say, at bats, on base of 361, slugging 451, hit 284. That's 10 home runs, 5 triples, and 36 doubles. You really, really love to see those massive extra base hits numbers. And as he's right about at physical maturity, he should be playing in Double A Frisco this year. But maybe more of those doubles will move to home runs. The walks to strikeouts were pretty solid in that 2019 season. He walked 50 times, struck out 78, which isn't super ideal, but still pretty solid. I love the walk numbers, and if they can offset as much of the strikeouts as they can, you really, really will live with the strikeout numbers. He stole 13 bases, so pretty decent on the bags. A guy who's got a lot of potential, probably should be. He hasn't played in Double A quite yet. So he's a little bit older, which is another reason why he's not as highly rated as the other guys. But I really believe in this guy's ability to get to the big leagues and be a solid contributor. I don't know if he's going to be an everyday starter, but I do think he will be a very, very valuable piece for the Rangers. And I just believe very solidly in his ability to get to the big leagues, which is why I have him ranked so highly in my rankings. Now, that's going to do it for this week's episode. Be sure to tune in next week when I go through number 10 through number 6 and the week after that. Hopefully we'll be towards the end of January it will be towards the end of January, and we'll be done with this prospect ranking, and we'll be even closer to Rangers baseball coming back. Spring training looks like it's going to be on track, and we'll be even closer then. So stick around. I'll be back later this week with Grant Schiller and maybe another special guest, maybe some crossover episodes. We don't quite know yet, but we'll be back with a few more episodes this week, 2, maybe 3 more, but be sure to stick around until then.